1-800-259-9253. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's Live Tuesday edition with Mark
and Jason.
You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Let's go to Johnson, our internet guy in Connecticut. Johnson?
Hey, I've just got a quick announcement about the website that will make some people happy who use our news submission service.
Oh, good. Tell everybody what the news submission service is.
Well, it's sort of the way that you find unique stories, you being you, Mark, and whoever else is hosting with you that particular evening, can use the site because our fans and users have gone to our website and submitted interesting news stories about freedom issues from around the web that other fans and users can then vote on these stories to decide which ones are the best and the most popular or the most relevant.
That's pretty much how I describe it, yep.
So, well, there was a little bit of a problem with this, and that is that it was riddled with spam in the upcoming stories. Obviously, people who are using this and voting on the stories can vote down the spam articles and make sure that they never get to the front page of the website.
Okay, I guess that's what's happening, because I never saw them on the front page of the website.
Yes, but the upcoming section was just awful. I mean, it was like maybe 9 spam stories for 1 legitimate good news story.
Who's spending their time spamming our website? I mean, what's the point of that?
I don't know. People who are, I guess, I have no idea. But, yeah, we made it so that robots, you know, like computers, could not get through. So it actually had to be legitimate human beings doing this. But, I deleted about 100 accounts of spammers and well over 5,000 spam stories.
Probably international Jews.
That's a reference to the last hour's story and the bigot that called in.
A lot of the stories were in Turkish. I think it was Turkish.
Huh.
There were some stories. There were some stories in.
It was. Was it a Turkish and domestic blend?
I'm not sure. It could have been an Ethiopian Yurgachev. I'm not really quite. You know.
Gotcha.
Sure. So. Yeah, I mean, there were some in Arabic. I mean, it was a mess. And so anyway, that's cleaned up.
So how does one determine, if a person is posting it, how does one determine that it is, in fact, spam?
If someone's posting to Free Talk Live a story that is about political, you know, a news, like a place where people are posting political news stories, and then I find a user who's posted 300-some-odd articles about various products around the web, like coffee makers and microwaves and, you know,
yep,
go download this movie somewhere.
Gotcha.
I can be fairly certain that user is a spammer, and I have
just wondering,
no compunctions about deleting their account instantly.
I know you don't. Yeah, I know you'll do that pretty quickly.
So it sounds like it's caused you a lot of frustration, Johnson, to having to take care of all the spam in the background.
Well, no, I think it's caused probably a lot of it. I haven't really, you know, I haven't been submitting stories in a while. I've got something, you know, I've got things to do. But I'm sure that the people who are submitting stories to our site and using it, you know, that's got to be frustrating if they want to use the website and have it be so cluttered and so unusable. I'm sure that people are going to be pleased about killing spammers. I don't like spammers in general, you know, like spammers are obnoxious,
yeah,
and it's good to spank them. So I feel like I feel glad that, you know, somebody who is spending all this time investing their time in submitting 300 stories to our website, that they get to come to the site tomorrow and find that all of their work has been deleted. So,
well, likely they, I mean, you're talking about a country, I'm assuming you're talking about a country where, you know, maybe their time isn't as valuable and it's worth it to, you know, stay on sites that, especially sites that'll let you keep your spam up, that do not police it as readily as Free Talk Live does.
Sure, but I mean, even if that's the case, you know, if you, no matter how much your time is worth, if you go somewhere and you're working on a project and suddenly you see, you know, 30 to 50 hours of your life vanish because someone deleted all your work, that's got to be frustrating.
Indeed.
So I don't like spam. I don't like trolls. And isn't that an argument for, you know, not being able to be anonymous on the internet?
No, not really.
Go solve it.
I just deleted all these spammers and I don't know who any of them were.
Well, yeah, I mean, because they didn't have to, like, use their real identity, right?
Sure, but even if they did use their real identity, it wouldn't have mattered. I deleted their account. I mean, their accounts had usernames.
Oh, right. And so, like, one account would be responsible for several spam messages?
Yeah, like I said, some of the accounts were responsible for over 300 stories, you know, and it's like, it's done. And to post 300 stories on our website, I mean, that's, you know, it's hours and hours and hours of time.
And you're sure it's not a robot that's automating a lot of this? Maybe
positive.
Not the capture code?
We have positive because we have capture. We have multiple capture codes. We have multiple capture codes to one type of capture code to create an account and a completely different type to post stories. So it had to be.
So now it's the site is much more usable, and you encourage people to go visit and submit stories?
Sure, absolutely. I think the people who do use that section of the website will be pleased. And hopefully it will mean higher quality content of stories, at least for the next little while here.
So I'm curious, Johnson, you contacted me with a little information today that kind of surprised me, is apparently web traffic on freetalklive.com has quadrupled in the last month.
I told you not to let it go to your head.
I understand. I haven't let it go to my head. I actually checked on some other numbers that might be indicators of activity, and I don't see any of the other numbers. And I'm wondering, you know, are these spammers, in any way, shape, or form there's so much more traffic? Because, I mean, that's a lot of more traffic. Quadruple the traffic? I mean, maybe I'm promoing it better. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it was about that, and it's possible that some of these spam articles really hit. I mean, I know search engine traffic was up. A lot of people doing additional searches for Free Talk Live, but I don't know if it's the spam. I mean, we'll see if tomorrow suddenly traffic shoots down because I deleted all these articles. Who knows? We'll find out. I mean, that's part of the reason why I did this.
Are the users staying on the front, or clicking past the front page, or what?
Yeah, I mean, we have, Free Talk Live has, there's a thing called bounce rate, and we've got a pretty good bounce rate.
What's that? Well, I don't know what a bounce rate is.
I'm going to say, well, bounce rate is whether or not someone leaves a site after they've hit the front page.
Okay.
They bounce right off the site. It's like the site's made of rubber. If you have a really high bounce rate, people hit your site and they're gone.
So do we have is the bounce rate, about the same as it was previously, or is it higher now or lower?
It's about the same. The lowest time we had the lowest bounce rate, which was about 10%, which is absolutely phenomenal. Ours is still really good, but we had it at 10% right after we launched the new website, which was a couple of years ago.
Lots of people poking around and seeing what it looked like.
So I'm pretty bored talking about spam, but hey, Johnson, you were in Burger King the other day and you ran into this guy that asked you to be on his show. And to be honest with you, I know you tagged me in it and that I was mentioned in the video, but I couldn't get through the entire thing. It was like an hour long. I got through 10 minutes of it. But I was trying to scan it, and there was like some 9/11 conspiracy stuff in there also. So tell us about that experience, if you would.
Oh, it was interesting. I met some guy who recognized me from, he says, hey, do you work for GCN? You've got a Free Talk Live hoodie on, And he recognized the show down here in Connecticut. And he told me he works, locally, and he does a local public access television show and invited me to be on. So I figured, hey, I'll take this opportunity. And the guy was talking to me about conspiracies, which I'm not a big fan of the conspiracy theorist. But I figure, hey, it's an opportunity to go and talk about freedom and to suggest why, conspiracy theories don't necessarily matter. And if you don't trust the government, you think the government's a problem. It doesn't matter if you do all this research and you prove all this stuff. You don't need to do that to come to the idea and the principle that government is force and government is a monopoly on violence. And that's all you need to know. And so I took that opportunity.
Cool. Nicely done.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was talking to some conspiracy theorists, 9/11 truther folks out at the peace vigil here in Keene that I go to on a pretty regular basis. And, these guys didn't hate the government. They just hated the Bush administration. So I don't even know that necessarily that conspiracy theorists or truthers or whatever are going to actually think that the government's a bad thing. Johnson, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. You can give us a call. Talk about what you'd like to talk about. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. As a matter of fact, there are almost 1,000 people, 940, I believe, 50, something like that, active movers that have picked up their lives and moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project, and there's lots of things happening already. You can be involved. It's freestateproject.org, and I would encourage you to go there, sign up, and become a part of the Free State Project. Let's go to Terrence in Virginia. Terrence? Terrence, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Terrence, can you hear me now?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you, Bob.
Okay, great.
I made legal history 2 years ago, and I would like to give you, your co-host, not your normal co-host, of course, the first is Thursday.
This is Jason Talley.
I'm so sorry.
he's in jail.
He's in jail?
Ian Freeman is on day 49 of the what we are calling the incarceration count-up for standing in front of a police officer for taking a woman to jail unjustly, at least in his assertion.
I hate that. I really do.
A lot of us do.
Well, I went to jail for something. I want to give somebody $5,000 because have you ever beat somebody up?
You're not going to give $5,000 to somebody for beating somebody up, right?
No.
Okay, great. have I ever beat anybody up? Yes, sadly, I have.
But how the person you beat up? What did they look like after you beat them up?
Not as good as they did beforehand.
Is that the truth?
Yeah.
Well, what have
Terrence,
you
I spent 9 years in prison. There's a chance I got in a fight there.
Holy cow, you spent 9 years in prison?
I can tell you're a listener to the show. Yes, I Mark Edge, second chair on Free Talk Live, spent 8 years, 6 months, 21 days in incarceration in the Florida penal system. Yes.
I've followed you on an awful. I had no idea.
Okay.
Oh my God. Well.
So what's the challenge?
I would like for somebody to. I'm the first person in legal history to have an incident with their children.
An incident with their children?
Yeah, an incident. You're going to be skeptical about it.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's hear it.
Where they were arrested for a domestic battery. But when all things came out, CPS looked over it. They found the allegations of abuse to be false. There wasn't a single bump, bruise, scratch, nothing on the children. And I was the first person in legal history to go to jail for this.
You're the first person to go to jail for a beating up their children that you didn't beat up, and that CPS couldn't find any evidence that you did.
Yes, and I want to give $5,000 to somebody. I'll give you my full name. I promise. I'll give somebody $5,000 for this.
And what's
the
challenge?
I'll give it to you. But there's a little more. There's a little more specifics to the challenge so we can get things straight. I get along with my wife perfectly. I'm happily married. My kids love me. Because you might find a situation where this person has. What happened there?
I don't know. You've got about the worst sounding phone connection that I've actually let stay on the air in quite some time. Just because I'm kind of interested, but please continue.
My wife was never against me. No family member.
So what instigated the estate involvement?
I was at a football practice. I got upset with my two twin sons. I kind of picked one up, pushed him down, and I picked another one up by the ankle, to make a long story short.
And there was a lot of eyewitnesses to this.
Yeah, 10 or 12, yeah.
Okay, so the state has a problem with you pushing down your son and holding your kid up by his ankle.
At football practice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
And that's why you were prosecuted and you lost the case.
Well, there's a lot more to the story than that, but
you don't
go to jail for that. I didn't hurt my kids.
Right.
CPS looked into it. They did a report. All the allegations were found to be false. The abuse were found to be false. It was basically a glorified whooping is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hurt my kids. And I want to give you or somebody $5,000 to find me a case where CPS finds the allegations to be false, and a person goes to jail when he's not a drug, you know, not a long-term criminal, and his family isn't against him.
Was this
the value to you to finding this?
Because it kills me. It's bothered me for 2 years now.
I do know a man that set himself on fire in front of a courthouse here in Keene, New Hampshire, because he was unable to see his children any longer. For having disciplining the child physically for licking his hand. The cops dropped the charges, but the court still wouldn't let him visit his kids because, this other organization said he was unfit or something like that. And
he was obviously unfit if he set himself on fire.
Well, he was probably upset.
Well, yeah.
If the guy set himself on fire, he was unfit.
Not being able to see your... you know what? I'd be pretty darn mad if I couldn't see my kids for 10 years.
But also, the guy slapped the child, right? And then the kid's mouth bled. So it seems like there was some abuse there.
He did go to jail, but he was found innocent of those charges.
Okay, so I'm still for $5,000. I want to give somebody $5,000.
Okay, well, there's the challenge.
Challenge is out there.
Appreciate it, Terrence. You can call in and speaking of which, how does one get a hold of you, Terrence?
304-757-5543.
Thanks for the call, Terrence. 855-453. SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You know, this is a tough scenario. I mean, discipline never sounds good. If it's physical discipline, never sounds good when it's relayed, like, the second time.
Well, but there's a bunch of people at a football practice that saw him pick up his son by the ankle.
Yep.
And I don't think that's respecting somebody else.
The son or the...
Respecting the son. I don't think the son wanted that done. It seemed like it was...
Indeed, but I mean, children are never going to want spankings and things like that, but you probably don't think that people's kids should be taken away for being spanked, right?
I do not, but I'd like to see peace, and I don't want people putting their hands on each other that are in a violent way.
I just wonder, when you're talking about a football practice, if some of the rules for physical contact are somewhat suspended. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I don't mind roughhousing or anything like that, as long as it's, you know, consensual and everybody's okay with it. But he did say that he was angry with his child, so it seemed like it was kind of a punitive measure.
Mm. Oh, yeah, indeed, it is. I'm just... You know, I mean, some of the things I think of, and I'm not defending this scenario. What I'm defending is people raising their kids the way they want to. I think they should raise their kids exactly the way I raise mine, because I've got to be right. But, I don't know what every scenario is like, and it seems like, you know, football, the coach, people yell, they do lots of physical activities, you know, there tends to be some of this drill sergeant atmosphere involved.
Sure, but I mean, violence is never an acceptable way to act.
855-453, the SACL toll-free call-in line. Is this acceptable, unacceptable? What do you think? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the four CD course is so easy the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. And visit jurisdictionary.com and download all the free tools they have there for you. There's the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, and buy the course. It's jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out to let them know you heard it on Free Talk Live. It's an awesome course. I've got it. I probably should review it for the third time. Jurisdictionary.com has my highest recommendations. Let's go to Jason. We have this story that I wanted to let you know about. It's from CNSNews.com. The Internet hits an all-time high as news source and TV at an all-time low, according to a Pew Research survey. The Internet has risen to its all-time high as a primary source of news for Americans, with 43% now saying that they get most of their news on national and international issues from the web, according to a survey published Thursday by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Meanwhile, the television sits at an all-time low as a primary source for news for Americans, with only 66% saying that they now get most of their national and international news from a TV. A Nader television also hit in December 2010. So this is claiming that apparently, I guess you could say, you know, where, I don't know, primary, apparently these folks don't know what primary means, because the web is 43% and that the TV news is 66%. Can you have more than one primary source for news?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously people are spending more time on their internet, and we're going to see what's called convergence, where TVs are going to be able to display the internet, and the internet is going to be able to display TV like we have with Hulu, and you can watch news on the internet now, so it's all really the same thing.
But yeah, indeed. But I mean, we're seeing sort of, you know, the things have changed as far as news goes in the United States. At one point, you had three broadcast networks, and they competed with the nightly news, and you believed what they said, and that was the news. That was it. There are also newspapers and that kind of thing, and there's always been a lot more competition in newspapers than there ever had been in television. It just costs a lot of money to run a network news organization.
Yeah, well, the thing with the internet is everybody can be the media now. It's really easy to publish. You can have your own website. A lot of times you could do it for free. If you have a camera that you didn't even intend to buy, just came with your cell phone, then you can start broadcasting, sometimes even directly to a YouTube channel.
Sure.
And it's called a channel, so you can make as many shows as you would like. So, you know, it's just a matter of competing with the quality and the level of journalism, but it's also focusing on niche markets. Like my reporting happens to take place in the Shire.
Tally.tv.
Tally.tv, thank you. And I like to cover the victims of government violence. I cover civil disobedience and other things that, you know, are impacting my life and things that I want to cover. So, you know, some people are interested in that and they watch my videos, but somebody else could, you know, be reporting on fashion or whatever.
So, oh, yeah. There's a really popular one is the TV video game nerd or something like that. He's on YouTube. And this is a guy who basically started out by the Angry Video Game Nerd, I think is what his site was called or whatever his page was called on YouTube. And he would just, you know, look at old video games and, you know, yell about them and be upset and that kind of shtick of being upset about silly things in video games. And, you know, people really dug it. He provided something to the marketplace, which was whatever he was doing there, entertainment.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the Glick decision that we recently saw in the first district court, that was the one where they didn't allow law enforcement to have qualified immunity because they arrested somebody for essentially taking video of them during an arrest. The judges in that case said that, you know, everybody is the media, so there can't be a distinction made between, you know, the four major broadcasters on television versus somebody who just has a camera in their pocket and wants to keep cops transparent.
So I'm going to give you some idea of what these numbers look like. And those are the numbers that I gave you in December 2010. So 66% of people get their news from television, December 2010. In September 2001, 90% got it from TV. So you're talking about going from 90% to 66%. That's a tremendous drop, 23%. Also in January of 1999, 6% of people said that they got their news from the web. And by the way, you could mark either, you know, the web and television as your primary sources. It didn't really matter. It was just, you know, where do you get your news from? So as a primary source, you could 6% got the web as a primary source, and now it's 40%. So, you know, the 43%, I should say. So it's a tremendous rise in people getting their news from the web and a precipitous drop for people getting their news from television. And I can only assume that it's going to continue to go down, down, down.
How do you get your news?
I get it all from the web. We're mostly news aggregators on the web. I will look at freetalklive.com, which has stories there. The freedomsphoenix.com, I will look through that. I get a couple of others that, you know, that will pop stories up. And Facebook. Frankly, when friends share stories on Facebook, I'll see that too. Not nearly as often as I get them from Freedoms Phoenix and Free Talk Live. Those are my two major sources.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so, I mean, you see different aggregation services. Like, I use Google News, and they just have some kind of computer algorithm that spits out news stories. But I kind of want to see, like, what the mainstream sources are discussing. That's important to me.
I listen to NPR sometimes, too, and that'll give me a lot of clues. But if I'm listening to books on tape, I can go, you know, a week without hearing any, you know, news from the outside.
Yeah, so the definition of news here is newly received or noteworthy information, especially about recent or important events. And in the studio, he wasn't on air, but Gare Ian was here from Concord, and he has a website, freeconcord.org. And so I like to follow what's going on in the Concord area, the state capital of New Hampshire, and he does a great job with that. doesn't have any professional reporting experience other than what he's doing now and his eagerness to use a camera and to write about events, court hearings, and et cetera. But I think that's a very valuable news service, and I try to provide news. When I was caged recently, I was really thrilled to see that Kate Dager and Hannah Hoffman were reporting, you know, giving people news about my predicament, as well as Free Talk Live.
That's where I was getting my information was, in fact, those two gals right there on Facebook.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So news can come in all different forms and shape. What I would love to see for the Shire would be, I even have the domain name, the Shire Free Press. And if anybody is interested in writing up news stories and maybe for the web first and maybe eventually publishing a newspaper, kind of similar to what Cad and Russell Canning did with the New Hampshire Free Press, I think that would be a very worthwhile pursuit.
Well, I would I absolutely love to see more liberty-oriented news here in New Hampshire. But frankly, there's more in New Hampshire than there is anyplace else in the world. And there's more in Keene than there is anyplace in New Hampshire. So, yep. You know, we are at the vortex of, the incipient news network, libertarian news network of the world, I'd say.
We should pat ourselves on the back. But, people want to receive news in all different types of ways. But I guess as this story says, the Internet is A-OK. When I was living in Grafton, we had to think about other ways to do to deliver news because people didn't have the Internet necessarily. So a newspaper, we thought, would be a good option for that.
Yeah, well, and newspapers, certainly people want to, these free newspapers are a model that seems to be doing okay. Newspapers themselves tend to be dying, and it's an expensive way to transmit news.
Yep.
But the free ones, if you can get advertising, an advertising-based model, that seems to be working. And advertisers are really looking for ways to reach local people. Give us your thoughts, 855-450-3733, here on Free Talk Live.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
$855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Jason.
You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about, 855-450-3733. First, are you a cigarette smoker?
I was, too, for many years.
You know, they're not good for your health. Not at all good for your health. Well, there's another option. An option that's 22,000 times healthier, by some metrics. Vaporsmiths.com. It's an e-cigarette. They make one of the best e-cigarettes available on the market today. It is well-made, not one of those chintzy ones. You can then save $120 a month right off the bat, on average, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth, no secondhand smoke, no bad smell, and you can use it just about anywhere. It's free shipping on orders over $60, and you get a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. That's a free starter kit and free shipping. All you have to do is go to Vaporsmiths.com or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. If you have trouble figuring out how to do it online, give them a telephone call. It's easy, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com. Let's go to James in Florida. James.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All's well. What'd you like to talk about?
Okay, I want to talk about, basically, I know you guys were talking about violence earlier on. Is it justified? Force? It's never justified unless it's in self-defense. And
right.
what we're seeing here on Wall Street, these guys in white shirts who are commanders going and pepper spraying these peaceful protesters and dragging them out of the crowd and throwing them in the back of a van and taking and locking them in a cage, it's not right. And I noticed that, the mainstream media picked up on it last night and did a broadcast, first time in, what is it now? This is the 11th day that we're seeing this Occupy Wall Street, and they've only just done something about it.
Done something about what? What do you mean by done something about it?
Well, they broadcast it.
Right, that's what...
First time that we've, ever seen, really on TV. I mean, I don't watch TV. I just picked this up on the net that I saw the broadcast.
Right.
But
So the mainstream media is covering this story?
I think there was one story that's up
to this point. There was one story that I saw covered by MSNBC. And I think the guy did a pretty good job of it because he's showing you YouTube videos of these girls being... pepper sprayed, and actually a slow motion video that's been put out there, and so it just shows these people, and of course, like the presenter says, that nothing will happen to these and this is a commander that's pepper spraying them. It's not just one of the normal men in uniform wearing a sign and carrying a gun doing it. It's actually one of the white shirts that's doing it. And like the presenter says on MSNBC, he says, nothing's going to happen to these guys. You know, these guys are going to keep their jobs. They're not going to be reprimanded. They're not going to be, you know, they're not going to lose their job. And, of course, it's, you know, your tax dollars are supporting this. And we need to stop paying taxes to support this kind of violence. These people don't, no matter what they're saying, doesn't matter what they're saying, they're not violent to anybody. You know, these people don't deserve to be treated like this. In democracy, which is like the same club as what they're being beaten over the head with, mm-hmm. I think somebody needs to get out there and start handing them some information on educating them that, you know, you realize what you're saying is basically what you're getting right now, the way you're being treated.
Good point.
Your government.
It seems to be a lot of the protesters out there, and you know, not all of them by any stretch, but a lot of them seem to be somewhat confused on what they want, sort of anti-corporatist types and that kind of thing. And I'm certainly against corporate collusion with the government, but mostly it's because it's colluding with the government, not because it's a corporation. I think corporations are entities created by the government.
Exactly. It's because they get the charters from the government, the incorporations and the LLC, which allows these criminals to hide behind a fictitious, which the government has allowed them to create, so that if they hurt anybody, harm anybody in any way, it's not the people that run the corporation that get sued personally, it's the corporation that gets sued, and obviously once the corporation runs out of money, it closes down, and then these criminals go and open another corporation in a different name and hide behind that entity, and that needs to stop, that needs to all go away. In fact, government needs to go away, it needs to get out of people's lives, and people need to be free to be able to do whatever they want so long as they don't harm other people.
And so you believe that people should be occupying New York, Wall Street?
Absolutely. I think that they should be there protesting. I think that the message, though, some of the messages that they're putting out is wrong, because basically all they're saying is we want democracy and they're entitled to a job. No, they're not entitled to a job. They're entitled to go and create a job. But they're not entitled to a job. I mean, you know, it's you're entitled to suck air. That's what you're entitled to do. And you're entitled to say what you want. But you're not entitled to a job unless you go and create this for yourself.
So some of these protesters have been blocking streets and sidewalks and things like that. Now, blocking a sidewalk in New York City is a much larger deal than blocking a sidewalk in your average town, because, I mean, you know, there's a lot of pedestrian traffic. And that was, you know, the reason for the pepper spraying and the stuff that's gone on with these protesters. Do you think that that's a reasonable, I mean, is it reasonable to create roads for cars to drive on and sidewalks for people to walk on?
It's tragedy of the commons, isn't it? I mean, money that's stolen from people, the threat of a barrel of a gun to pay for things for people to use. I mean, if this was private property that was, you know, owned by people that had purchased or created this themselves, then there'd be reason to ask these people to move. But, you know, it's the tragedy of the commons where everybody owns it because money's stolen in the name of taxation at gunpoint from people. So who gets to say what can and cannot be done there? That's the question.
Indeed. James, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Bill in Indiana. Bill?
Hi, how are you?
All's well. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I was going to talk about, I didn't really catch all of it, but there's apparently some dad who had roughed up a kid in a football practice or something.
Sounds like
it. I want to follow up on something you just said. Did you just say that the reason that the people were pepper sprayed was because they were impeding traffic on a sidewalk in New York City?
One of the claims for the reason that the protesters in New York City, who are in the Occupy Wall Street protest that's going on, were pepper sprayed and the force has been used against them, was because they were impeding traffic. And
you stated it as a fact. Who'd you hear that from?
I heard it on the internet, and I saw these people they were in the middle of the street on the video. What do you want?
Okay, so
do you
know, no, I said that, but I mean, you fashion yourself as the ultimate outsider who doesn't accept, you know, what the government feeds you. You just stated as a fact something that's just a farce. Do you really think that these people pepper sprayed these people because they were impeding traffic on a sidewalk in New York City?
So I think they're probably I think they're probably irritated that they were that they've been around for 10 days or something.
The person that did that has done this before. He's only done it to people who protest on behalf of liberal policies.
I have no idea. No, I don't know
policy.
That. I don't know that. No.
Why did you state it as a fact?
Okay, so why were these people pepper sprayed? I mean, obviously people were pepper sprayed in New York City. Do you have some more information that you'd like to bring to the table?
Were they being violent?
No, but do you think that it's okay? I mean, do you think it's okay to impede traffic on a road or a sidewalk?
Do I think it's okay to protest? Absolutely.
Yes, I think it's okay to protest, too. I'm asking you a specific question, though, Bill. Do you think it's okay to occupy, say, a sidewalk or even a street?
In the right circumstance, certainly.
I would agree in the right circumstance, too. I agree with you in the right circumstance. Is
so
that
in circumstance?
That circumstance,
I saw the video. Mm-hmm. People were walking by them until the police set up a fence. The fence is what kept people from walking around them.
Well, I didn't see the whole video on that. I saw the pepper spraying, and I saw people on sidewalks,
well,
and I've seen other videos.
You saw the pepper spray, you saw the fence, right?
Yeah, there was a fence. I recall a fence.
The protesters didn't set that up. You realize that, don't you?
It makes sense that they wouldn't bring a fence with them, Bill. Hey,
the
look, Bill, here seems to be what you're upset is that you think that I should know what you know, and I should believe what you believe, and that's never going to happen.
I think you should properly question authority if that's what you're telling people on your radio show that's what you do.
Okay, so I asked you whether or not it's okay to block streets and roads, and I asked the previous caller the same question. I think these are reasonable questions.
I think in the proper circumstance, yes, if you're being nonviolent and you're protesting, I'm sure, I think it's perfectly
I don't think it's okay to live on a sidewalk, though, either.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.